This is City Lights on WABE, Atlanta's choice for NPR. Dad's Garage is known for their scripted and improvised stage work, but they're increasingly getting noticed for their web-based project, Dad's Garage TV. Their new short film, That Was Awesome, was produced in partnership with Jerry's Habima Theater, Georgia's only professional theater with special needs actors. To learn more about this project, I spoke with two of the film stars and Habima actors, Katie Rule and Luke Davis, along with Dad's Garage artistic director, Kevin Galees. I asked Kevin how this partnership came about.
Well, this is the first time that Dad's Garage has partnered with adults with special needs to create a project, and so that's something that's really exciting for us. And the way it came about was there's Habima Theater, which operates out of the MJCCA, and it is a theater company that is specifically for adults with special needs. And they have launched the Spotlight program, which is an extension of what they normally do, to do some extra projects. And they approached Dad's Garage to see what we might want to do. And we were so thrilled at that invitation, and we jumped on board and decided to create a short film with a bunch of these actors.
Given the abilities of these special actors, who wrote the script? How did you decide upon the theme, and what considerations were there when you conceived it?
Well, my younger brother has special needs, and he's only a year and a half younger than me. So we grew up together, so I'm very connected to this community. I care a lot about it, and it's just near and dear to my heart. So when we got the opportunity to work with these guys, I think at first the pitch was, well, maybe dads can teach them some improv skills and we can do an improv show. And I was like, no, we gotta look bigger than that. We want to make this short film. And so I came in and I met everybody and I tried to get a sense of their personality. And then I wrote a script with the characters written for each actor. And so that was kind of the process. And then it evolved as well throughout the rehearsals and stuff. But yeah, that was kind of the genesis of it.
What's the story about, Luke?
It's about this hockey team called the Hedgehogs that is not very good yet. And they get challenged by this other team called the Rattlesnakes, that's a professional hockey team, as far as having the right to a new gym to practice in. So basically, our team gets challenged by them to see who's better.
Although, Luke, I think it's your character that actually challenges them, isn't it? Remember?
Right.
Because they keep being jerks to you guys.
Right.
And then what do you say when you walk up to them in the gym? Do you remember?
We challenge you to a game, no refs, first one to three wins.
Wins what?
First one to three wins the right to stay here. The other team has to find a new gym.
Right.
I've teased you over your Canadian-ness, Kevin, but did your nationality have anything to do with the game that's at the focal point of this script?
You know, Lois, I knew that I wanted to do an underdog sports story with these guys, and the only sport that I know anything about is hockey. So, yes, my Canadian heritage had everything to do with the fact that this is a hockey story. And we did many rehearsals trying to get everybody's hockey skills up to snuff, not just with the actors from Spotlight, but also with my dad's garage actors, many of whom were touching a hockey stick for the first time. And as I'm sure many Canadians who watch this film will be able to note, it shows.
So it was a lesson in sharing of cultures and diplomacy.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, one thing that really helped with production was when we were shooting a game and we just said, okay, both teams just play. We're just going to get some kind of random footage. It was a pretty evenly matched game.
Did you have to wear mouth guards?
No, we didn't do mouth guards, but we tried to make sure that everything was kind of the flimsiest possible equipment, so it couldn't do any damage. So all the sticks were plastic, and you know the balls were tennis balls instead of the like hard pucks and stuff like that. Although the goalies did wear gear.
Ah, how about helmets?
No.
Oh,
tough guys.
Were you worried about your safety?
A little bit.
Uh-oh.
Or at least it wasn't on the ice.
Yeah.
Tell us the name of your character and what that character does.
Mine is Mark, and he's the leader of the hedgehogs, and he's the one that's protective of everybody and the one that everybody else comes to with any advice or problems. So he's also, I guess, maybe a little bit of a counselor, sort of. So
he's a leader.
Yeah.
Katie?
My character's Mandy. She's always the slowest but clumsiest character in the hockey team with the hedgehogs. And she also brings a little bit of comedy as well. So it's kind of fun just, you know, enjoying the experience and cheering along with the coach, Amber, who plays Lena in the show. And she is sort of like the cheerleader. So she sits on the sidelines and enjoy life as she knows it.
Was there anything in the script that you related to from your own experiences? Was there anything about the story, something that perhaps something similar had happened to you?
I mean, in a way, as far as being bullied myself back in middle school and high school by my own classmates, 'cause I was the only one actually that was special needs, and the others were just regular ed, but they were put into special ed because of a learning disability. And I was higher up than a lot of them, and in a way smarter as far as like with reading and writing and spelling, and also like the relationship I had with my mom. And a lot of them come from more gangster backgrounds, I guess, like being real streetwise and street tough, so.
But you were able to remember what it felt like to be bullied.
Yeah.
And put that into your acting for this.
Right.
Katie, how about you? Anything you related to?
I can remember back in the day when I was in high school, they would, before high school, in elementary, I was in a regular ed class, but then people would tease me because of my disability. But then just by remembering a lot of, you know, old times, it brought back memories. And in high school, they had put me in the special ed class and went over with a lot of, you know, friends that normally I would have friends that weren't have disabilities at all. And I was trying to, you know, hang out with them and get to know them. But then people would start imitating us and then making fun of us. And then I turned around and I just realized that when we did the movie, it was about acceptance with people with special needs and didn't understand the whole process. But when we did the movie, it felt really, really great. And as Mandy's part would say, like, you know, when I was with this other girl, Whitney, I had to say, have you heard of sportsmanship, you witch? And so that kind of brought back a lot of fond memories.
Well, it sounds like this was a very positive experience for you. What did you like most about the process?
I think getting to work with Dad's garage, of course, and being able to meet other actors and that are accepting of us, and just because we have a disability that doesn't mean that we're different than them. So, because we share a lot of the same common interests with each other.
Katie?
For me is meeting the two very special people. Mine would have been Amber Nash, who is Kevin's friend, and of course, Kevin himself.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, Katie.
And Kevin.
Yes.
I didn't want to interrupt you because you were so enthusiastic, but I wondered how your brother was differently abled and how that influenced the message you wanted to help bring home with this project.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of really interesting struggles that you face as someone who is trying to take care of someone in your family or someone that you really care about with special needs. And one of the pitfalls that I have seen happen is that in our attempts to take care of our loved ones with special needs, sometimes we deprive them of the opportunity to make mistakes, to do something that might get them into trouble, which is something that everyone does in their life. That's part of being alive. And I realized that with my younger brother, and I realized that even though it's well-intentioned, I think that we could do with a little more thought towards, hey, maybe it's okay to let people make mistakes and try and fail, because that's part of being alive. So with the message of the movie, I was trying to really hit that home and say, hey, people should be allowed a little more space to fail sometimes.
Yeah. What is your goal for the project with this film?
I've always said that my number one goal with this project would be I would like to get it into a major festival and give these guys an opportunity to walk on a red carpet. To me, that would be a victory. And anything else is just a bonus.
Katie, Luke, congratulations on this project.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Kevin, bravo.
I'll see you next time, Lois.